Regarded as one of the greatest debut albums in the history of rock music. Here it is. The English-American rock band, The Jimi Hendrix Experience. Than most, but of course they did want to combine America in there because it gave it a national thing. It was good marketing on their part, I suppose. But at the end of the day, nothing but raw talent. This is Jimi Hendrix. The Hendrix Experience was, without doubt, a rock and roll album. Black Sabbath were quoted as saying about this album that it was truly a masterpiece. Without a doubt, an album like this has nothing but hits on it, and it was relentless, back to back. Not only one of the best debut albums of all time, but also the most influential albums and what would really conjure the future of sound music. For Jimi Hendrix, it all happened in about a period of 9 months, going from fronting one band to putting together what would become the Hendrix Experience, even including, I believe, the bass player from what was the Animals at the time. The only really competing album, I guess, when this was going down was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And that was the only album that really beat it that year in terms of memorable, historic, classic, and world's best rock album. The importance cannot be understated here. Over half a century, there are still guitarists today that own this album, or at least have downloaded it onto their phone and use it as a tool, a weapon, to entice, to give them the enthusiasm, the ideal, the sound of free-flowing love and confusion and heavy rock all at the same time. Quite an astounding feat. Less than a year before they released this album, Jimi Hendrix was still performing under the name of Jimmy James, I think it was. Under some AKA pseudonym. People knew he was good, he was talented, and he was going somewhere. He still had that very young, raw look, though, about him. He hadn't turned quite into that rock and roll hippie. Oh. It's hard to explain Jimi Hendrix, but he really was enveloped into the world of what was then the true movement of that new generation, and he skyrocketed the entire movement. There was an A&R man from Decca Records called Dick Rowe, who later became synonymous or famous as Skid Row. The reason being was, just a few years before, the same A&R man had turned down the Beatles on a sign up with Decca. The same man also decided to turn down Jimi Hendrix as well. Didn't see any future in that either. I guess it also depends on where Decca Records was going at the time, but for an album and a company that was looking to expand and to grow with the new generation, you wouldn't want to be the person that says no to the Beatles and to Jimi Hendrix in terms of a record deal. Just saying. Once again, in the rock world, everything is interconnected, meshed. Someone is related, or someone knows somebody else. The tree is an amazing thing to look at when it comes to Jimi Hendrix, because of, you know, it's going to be where it's going to be in terms of position. The reason why, let me give an example. Foxy Lady, the song, was actually written about a woman by, what was her name? I think her name was Heather Taylor, who actually later married Roger Daltrey from The Who. That's who the song's about. So you can imagine what kind of women were floating around in the 1960s. I'm joking, it's much worse now. Redding and Mitchell were fully fledged members, of course, of the Hendrix Experience, but their input was fairly limited in terms of the final sound of the tracks and the songs. However, the quality still remains. I mean, you need a rhythm section that's really going to let it rock and roll, and these boys did that. Jimi Hendrix was adamant that everything had to be loud when recording this album. So loud, in fact, that the studio they first started recording this album in was directly below a bank, but it kept on malfunctioning all of the machines. It was so loud it disturbed the entire operations of commerce. So they had to remove the recording of this album to another studio in the middle of nowhere so they could finish it. Without doubt, an album deserves to be well and truly in the list of the world's best rock albums. The debut album of Jimi Hendrix. Time to go. Remember, if at first you don't succeed, hire yourself out as a consultant to the government. Until next time.